wanna speak on me, but don't touch grass. All this talk about who I bag, when they hate, I read and laugh. Cause if I seen that user in person, they gon' wanna flick up for they gram. They ain't check on my mental in a minute. Too busy for distractions, my feelings. Gotta take care of my family, they dependent. Cause if I lose it all, then that's the end.
Talking to God, I need my peace. I had it hard, but I beat the streets. Hop out the car and swing my. They probably start when he not me. I'm in this Polo G. Told him we playing for keeps. I told you, stop playing with me. I send them killers, come lay where you sleep.
I bought my Van Cleef. I ain't gotta talk, my band speak. Looking at songs, my fans leak. Let off some shots for your man's creep. Before I leave the crib, a new gym. When you see my hand reach, don't act like we locked in. Or you my kin, cause I'm not friendly, huh?
Seasons come, seasons go, cards they fall, dice they roll. Will somebody come and roll my stone away? Turn around, now is then. Wonder why, wonder when. Guess shouldn't worry so, but got no banking plan. Wake up with shaking hand. I wish I could know I can go on. The games you play don't bother me. I only know what I can see. And I can see that I'll be gone a long time. I ain't got no dental floss. I never seen an albatross. Never been to Waikiki, been as poor can be. Get my clothes at Goodwill stores. Never do have to lock my doors. I ain't got no doors to lock, but that's alright with me.
Thanks and good night.
I'm Greg Mendez, and you're listening to WMUC FM.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Panic on the streets of London. Panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder...
Check. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, wait, yeah, that mic wasn't on.
Which one?
This one?
I just turned it on.
Does this one work? Is this the one
that works? I don't know. We can try it out. Let's try it.
Okay. Testing? Go ahead.
Hello.
One more time?
Huh?
One more time?
Hello?
No.
Come over here.
Oh, thank you.
We can share this one.
Bello, sweet listener. Sorry, you're going to have to hear the... my freaking chewing gum, but it's a nice day outside. Chew some gum. Mm-hmm. Feel the air between your skin
chewing
and your
gum
hair.
ASMR.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good? ASMR.
Yeah, I love ASMR. But like always, you're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. Welcome back, guys. I've been having a really rough day because I just got probed, and I don't know. They don't really talk about the side effects at all.
No, guys, if you're thinking of getting probed, honestly, we'll let you know our honest experiences with it, because we all probed ourselves at the same time.
Yeah.
This morning, so yeah honestly, if you want to.
No, I did mine. I did mine in the afternoon because I heard that if you do it in the morning, then it sort of like offsets your day. But honestly, I feel weirder. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. What's your experience?
Oh, sorry. I mean, honestly, okay, this, I'm a seasoned prober, and I probed myself probably, like, mid-morning, probably around, like, 11, and I forgot to eat before I probed myself, and I feel like that's just, like, a very slippery slope to go down, and it left me just feeling so nauseous, like, I could feel it in my stomach, like, I could feel the probe in my stomach, like, it was just, like, really bad, and honestly, like, I kind of relate and resonate with, like, what you're saying about how you feel kind of off today, and you've had, like, a off day, and I'm really sorry that you experienced that, because I know the feeling.
And I get a lot of PPDD, the pre-probing disorder.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, I've been feeling so off, like, this week and last, and I knew that, like, my probe was coming.
Yeah. Do you have any experiences with that, Abar?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, just, like, probing in general, it's a very difficult thing to do, and it's something a lot of people face, and nobody really talks about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to be, like, the first to kind of tell you guys about our experiences with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's also, like, them, like, you know, the various flavors of probing, and, like, nobody talks about that.
Heavy on
too.
That? I had no idea. Yeah. I genuinely had no idea until we saw it at the CVS.
Mm-hmm. And there was, like, winter mint, there was tropical sunshine.
I'm personally winter mint. How about you guys?
I'm also a winter mint.
I heard you were tropical. Do you want to talk about your experience during that?
Yeah, I've been using tropical sunshine for a while now, and it's been, you know, it's been all right. It's a little on the sweeter side, so, like, it might not work for everybody just because of, like, you know, different preferences and you know, smell, like, what is it called? The smell sense.
I forget.
I literally just read it on WebMD,
but you
like
know
today.
What I'm talking about. Like, you know, some people are sensitive.
No, that was, like, the fifth one. I think it's, like, visually
auditorily,
sensually.
Like,
out of order.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then tasting.
I forget. This is why we have to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like not a lot of people know, and henceforth,
yeah.
I just want to say henceforth.
Can I just say something, too?
Yeah,
like, I just feel like in media, it's very, like, it's a nuanced topic, and I just feel like nobody talks about probing. And I just think in media, like, we have to have more representation. I think we need to have more probing actresses and actors. And I just think this narrative that probing is gross or unsanitary or whatever, I just think that is a very bad look, and it makes us, now that we're talking about probing, it's making us probably sound insane, right?
I know,
but
I've been seeing a lot of actors, like, at the Oscars and stuff, have, like, probing pins and stuff like
God,
that.
I think that's been really sweet to see, and honestly, like, yeah, and heavy on, like, there's a lot of things that aren't talked about. We were talking about the five senses before, and, you know, people don't often, like, really think about how probing affects the five senses, like, and how each sense is kind of affected very differently, and you know, you can start visually, you know, seeing visual auditory cues that, like, kind of mix together your senses in ways that you've never experienced.
But God forbid someone, like, calls me out and says, am I probing? Or have I been probed recently?
Yeah, because that, like, is that's, like, not, you can't say that.
No.
And for non-probed people specifically,
yeah,
like, you can't really be talking on that.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's I feel like that's kind of messed
the
up.
Probing community
already. Oh, thank you. The probing community obviously already knows about this. They might be like, why are we talking about this? Why are we using the airtime to really speak on this?
Mm-hmm.
But I just think we have a really, really big audience of auditorial listeners who don't know what probing is, baby.
Yeah.
Or they have heard about it, but they're like, oh, like, that's not something that I do. Some of them don't even support it.
Yeah.
They're not even an ally for probing.
It's really sad.
It's
honestly
really sad.
What was your guys' introduction to the conversation on probing? I know for me personally, it's when Emma so generously, like, offered to probe me.
No, I remember when you were talking about just
how there was a scent, smellily, coming out. And I just honestly was like,
I'm getting emotional thinking about
it. Yeah, no, I'm actually like crying a little bit. But I wanted to take one for the team and help my friend. And so I offered a probe you. And
like, dear, my hole was never the same.
Yeah. I really like, and it was like pretty hard to get in there at first. Because it was the first time being probed.
Yeah.
But I think we did that, and it's really like helped the community and the like the community that can use their sense of smell.
For sure.
It's helped them a lot. Yeah.
For sure.
And honestly, I just want to add to that. That's like a beautiful testimony. And honestly, that like that show of friendship is just like so like honestly beautiful. There's not much to really say about that. I just think like, you know, there's a stigma around being probed by other people.
Yeah.
And you guys just doing that, like, that warms my heart, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel closer to you already.
No. I know. Me too. Yeah. Me too. I just think once you probe somebody, you're friends for life.
It's like, true.
You know, my hands got dirty. Like, shoot. Like
from a butt? Or
from a butt, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, like, I mean, we at our house, we do smiley piercings, we do hair, we do karaoke, we do Just Dance. But another thing is we do probing.
Yeah.
For a small cost. I mean, if you bring your scent of choice, we might make fun of the tropical sunrise ones.
Yeah, but
I know.
We're a winter mint household.
Tropical sunshine.
Sorry, like, I literally, quite literally, don't even pass that aisle. I wouldn't
know. Me neither.
But wait, I respect it. I'm sorry. That was rude. But I respect it.
As long
it.
As you're probing, I'll respect it. But I will kind of look down on you a little bit.
We're a small community, so honestly, like, don't be putting other people down.
I think it's only the three of us so far who probe. Is it? Or do you know of any?
I don't probe and tell.
Oh, shoot.
You can curse. This is curse friendly air.
Oh, okay, sorry.
This is a safe space after all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And just one thing I wanted to note as well. But actually, I just forgot my thought. So, yeah, that part.
Was it about probing?
I think it was about. Oh, also that, like, we do henna as well.
Yeah.
For a small fee. And you could get all those four things as a package deal if you come to our house and pay us a small fee of $150.
Yes.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
I think that's
it's a package deal.
It's also the sweet listeners who are on the Patreon are involved.
We
with
just
that.
Like, we don't provide the henna, we don't provide the smiley kit, and we don't provide like
the Just Dance.
Yeah, you have to bring your own stuff, but yeah. Like, I mean, you can do it. Like, I feel like that's a really good deal. And yeah I mean, yeah, guys, my life has changed since I've started probing, and I just feel like
I see the glow on your face.
Do you?
I really do. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, I'm really happy. Like, I feel like the listeners can probably hear like a difference from last time when we did do Hamilton. I was in my element. I was having a great time. But I think right now, since I have been probed, I feel so much better.
I'm glad. I'm glad.
And even, like, the Founding Fathers probed, too. Like, Hamilton, Burr, mm-hmm. they probed each other.
It's true.
Do you wonder why they had so much beef at the end? Because one of them took out their freaking probe.
They did?
Yeah.
Stating it true. Like, actually?
I'm serious.
Wait,
They won't tell you this in your classes.
They won't tell you this in the Reynolds pamphlet.
But look it up. Hamilton was wearing his glasses. Why?
The glasses stay on when you probe?
I leave my glasses on personally. Mm-hmm. Hamilton was taking off his glasses. So it's like you're taking... Oh, no, he was wearing his glasses, sorry. And so he was looking at it so that he could probe Burr.
And then
Burr decided to take out the probe.
Burr would, honestly.
It's an act of betrayal. And honestly, Hamilton died for it. He died for Burr's sins.
Hamilton died for the probed community sins.
Yeah. He died so we could all live. Yeah.
And we're just going to have a quick moment of silence for that. We really want to draw attention to the fact that Hamilton died for our sins. We'll be right back after this moment of silence.
Oh, No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCAUMD.com.
Alright, enough with the probing talk, because honestly, like, I can only say so much. It gets a little personal after some.
Yeah.
But welcome back, guys. Hello. Happy Friday. Good Friday, even.
Friday. It's Friday.
Yay, Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. It's Juma.
Gotta get down on Juma.
Everybody's that's going to the masjid.
Juma is Friday in Arabic. Juma.
Wait, that was beautiful.
It comes from the Arabic word jumbo. Wait, sorry. I was about to just say some random shiz, but I couldn't even commit to the bit. So
That's all right.
The voices, they're getting louder.
That's all right.
No, I can't
that's
do it.
All right.
I can't do this. Do you guys hear that too?
That's all
right. So, and someone's doing scuba behind the mic. Oh, scuba. Wait, first and foremost, can we actually talk about the fact that it's going really full circle? Glock and Rari's going to see Fetty Wap. Can we talk about that real quick? Hey!
We already talked about this last time connection to Fetty Wap. But what we want to highlight this time is that we got tickets and we're going to see him.
Hey! I'm super excited. That literally is Dada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's actually our father. That's our father.
That is literally our Dada. Yeah.
Oh my god. What if we probe Fetty Wap?
You think he'd let us?
Yeah.
You think he's probably...
We're going to ask to go backstage also, guys. Because, we want to
get the show
to him.
On.
Yeah.
Do you think he's
I feel like he... Okay, listen. My one thing, and I'm speaking directly to Fetty, I feel like he isn't... it's kind of giving, if you stand for nothing, bro, what do you fall for? Because I just feel like he's kind of really neutral about it, and he hasn't exactly, spoken out probe or against probe, and I just feel like he needs to kind of commit to a side, because it's just I don't know if I want to interact with him if he's against probing. So I just would really hope he speaks out about that soon, and I hope this message gets to him.
Yeah,
I know it'll be shared on social media, so I'm sure it'll get to him.
I'm sure.
I'm not too worried,
because social media tells you all the truths, and
it connects us.
It's true. It kind of connects two people, even multiple communities from mm-hmm. different regions. It's sort of a way to connect me to you, or you to me, and me and me, and I call it a meme. Shout out Zyla. We have this shared bit together where if we're ever talking about social media or mm-hmm. Anything that brings people together, we pretend we're the first two inventors of the word meme, and we're I wish there was something that could bring you to me and me and you and you and me, and we'll call it a meme, and it's we just created the
Wait,
the word
that's
meme.
Good. That's actually really good.
I feel that's actually how it happened too. I feel that is exactly how it went down.
Oh yeah, no, it is. We're just reenacting it every time, but we made up memes. We made it up.
Can I just say one thing though?
Hey.
Yeah. So I don't know if I know we get a lot of listeners on here, but I don't know if anybody knows Emily Engsler, but today I had a really sad day, and Emily Engsler got traded from the Washington Mystics to Portland Fire.
I'm so sorry,
and she's my favorite freaking player. I won't dwell on this too much because I already had a breakdown about it. But it's just, if there's any listeners, and if Emily's listening to this, actually.
Yeah, if Emily's listening.
She might be listening.
Hi, Shmemily.
But just, sorry. Well, Emily, and also Emily Engsler.
Yeah.
Just, please, come back and stay home. I just feel like.
The kids
don't
miss
go to
you.
Oregon, bro.
Don't go to Oregon. There's nothing there for you.
Emma's here.
There's probably really good hikes, though. Can I say
Dada's
that?
Dada's here.
Maybe you guys can hike there together and come back. There's probably
good hikes there. Yeah, that's true. Maybe I can hike
there. There's good, like, senior... She can hike back to you. She knows where home is. Don't worry.
She does know where home is. That is very true. Thank
and
you.
That honestly brings me to, like, one story I just wanted to share about, like, one of my family members who actually did a pilgrimage to Mecca.
Oh, yeah, I remember you mentioning that.
Yeah, I mentioned this yesterday, but...
The pictures are crazy from that.
Yeah, and, like, he literally walked all those miles, and took a boat across the sea with, like, some other people as well. It was, like, kind of a... It was kind of, like, a mutual journey. Like, you know, people... All these people got together. They got on a boat. They walked the walk. They talked the talk. Hey. And they went to Wawa in Saudi Arabia. So, yeah. That's kind of, like, something I just wanted to share. Like, my family members' pilgrimage to Mecca. And I'm not going to say who, just because, like, I kind of want to keep their identity,
privacy.
Like, private. Yeah. But, yeah, like, honestly, just, like, such a crazy thing to, like, witness. And I feel like, honestly, we have to start our pilgrimage soon. Because it's actually a thing where you actually have to do the pilgrimage at least...
Up in here. Sorry, pilgrimage? We're going to Hajj?
Yeah, we're going to go on foot. Yeah, I was just telling Emma about how it's actually required that we do the pilgrimage once in our lives on foot.
It's like there's like five pillars of Islam, and then like pilgrimage is one of the, and we have to do on foot.
Yeah,
like it has to be kind of authentic experience where you just like you can't take a plane.
Yeah.
Like you can't do that. No.
Because they didn't do it at the Prophet's time, so we can't do it here.
Yeah. No. And like Camelback as well. Once you get to the desert, Camelback is preferred method of transportation.
Yeah.
Can I ask something though? And I don't want this to seem like I just like because I feel like we definitely need to do the pilgrimage. But can I just ask, you mentioned your family member who did the pilgrimage. Mm-hmm. Obviously planes aren't allowed, that sort of thing. But you did mention Wawa, stopping at Wawa. And I'm just curious, was there Wawa back in the time? Like I just am a little confused about, like, if planes aren't allowed, Wawa.
No, because Wawa's always existed. And there's always been a form of
If you
of
literally
Wawa.
Look in the Bible, there is Wawa mentions there.
Oh, okay. Wait, shoot. Maybe I need to read up, actually. I'm sorry.
Every era of the world, there was a Wawa. In some form, shape, or form, and capacity.
Like, if you think about it, some of, like, babies' first, like, words are wah-wah, wah-wah.
Wah-wah, wah-wah,
wah-wah.
Wah-wah. Wah-wah. And that's why...
Wait, if we're here, imagine...
This is kind of what the squawk is. Did y'all watch the new season?
Yeah, I did.
And they're, like, in the squawk.
Yeah,
and
it's, like...
like, radio.
And she says, like, the little codes, and then they're, like, there's gonna be a...
Upside down...
But me inside out.
Anyways,
I don't know that reference. So I'm
you
just
don't need to
here.
Know. It's just a Winterment, like sister thing.
It's like an inside thing.
Yeah, no, you should apologize. So, basically, remind me what we were talking about.
Wawa. About Wawa.
Right.
Are you okay?
So,
guys,
did Emily get traded back?
No. There's a White Chick sequel coming.
What?
Out. No. Guys, they're coming
guys,
out.
Are you serious?
First.
Wait, when is it coming on Netflix?
White
when?
Chicks 2. When? White
when?
Chicks
2.
Whoa.
You know all the,
guys,
is
they're coming back.
Wait.
Oh, God.
Wait, what is this? What is this?
No,
can
it's supposed to be 18 hours, but it could be.
Can I see? Show it to
they're
me. Is this Netflix?
Back. Please. Oh. They're coming back to do freaking White Chicks 2, guys. This is not Netflix.
Coming soon.
But
a White Chick sequel is in the works, heavily teased by Marlon Wayans, following the development of Scary Movie 6, while not officially greenlit by a studio.
Oh, okay, so it's fake.
Wayans plans to produce the sequel, dependent on the box office success of his upcoming project. So we have to... Bro,
probably like 20
we have
years.
To stream
we
Scary
to
Movie
stream
6.
Scary Movie 6. They will just want us to give it money.
Okay, wait,
bro.
We'll do that. We'll do it.
Wait, in the official caption, it's like, all I know, if there's no Terry Crews... I'm not watching.
Oh, no,
in the official
no Terry Crews. I'm not watching. Oh yeah, that's true. I hope Terry Crews comes back.
Me too. This is
the album
big.
Make
but
me
everyone's acting
my
like
mind.
It's official,
up
guys.
In
it's
here,
unofficial.
Up
Justice
in here.
Comes.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Period.
Guys, okay, so me and my friend Jasmine, shout out Jasmine, we were bouldering yesterday and we met really cool people and we're like, and whoa, they were literally so awesome, so sweet, so cool. Aww. And they were like, oh, we should make a group chat, and I gave them my number, and me and Jasmine hadn't heard back, and she was like, bro, your name is so complicated, they can't find your number and then contacts, and I was like, bro, it's cooked, we're never gonna like hear from them ever again.
Uh-huh.
And they just texted to hang out today. What the heck?
Why?
I love community.
That's
wait
so cute.
This literally got lost in the mail, I didn't even see this. They sent this at 11 a.m. Whoa,
my boy.
Emoji use is awesome, a vibe. Because we're like, maybe we're like too like, you know when like someone like out freaks you? Like, I think like we're just a little
like too
like, meh, yesterday, and we're like, bro, we literally probably out freaked them a little bit too hard. But maybe they mess with our freak.
Maybe they'll match your freak.
Yeah.
Is somebody gonna match my freak?
Hey.
Is somebody gonna match my freak?
Hey.
Is somebody gonna match my next day?
So we are an a cappella group. Yes,
well,
the rumors are true.
Yes.
All right.
We're called Acafrica.
Acafrica.
That's our name.
Acafrica? Acafrica?
Oh, yeah, Acafrica. Acafrica?
Acafrica?
I kind of just made that up. Was that good? Acafrica?
Oh, wait, like excuse me,
yeah,
but like Aka, excuse me.
So
that's
like,
good.
I kind of just made
that's
that
good.
Up.
That's good.
That's honestly really good.
Man.
I found that fire.
Thank you.
I found that fire.
Yeah, no, never, nobody's ever said that, ever.
No.
Yeah.
I like your socks, bro.
Thanks.
So, Aurora's wearing these really awesome gray, light gray with a hint, a note of dark
getting
gray,
hints of dark gray, yeah.
With a like a heart-esque shape motif.
Oh, you wear your heart on your ankle for real.
I wear my heart on my ankle.
Yeah.
I wear my heart on my ankle.
Aww. Don't we all? Oh, that's so sweet.
Aww. Aww. So sweetie pie.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me, what do you want us to sing?
I would like to hear.
Recently, I've been really liking, let me just look at my, like, things here, and I've been really liking Paramore. Can you guys sing me a Paramore song?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
I'm in all the way. I mean, that's just the lyrics, so we can, like, just sing it.
Wait, can I also say something really quick?
Yeah, bro.
I have to take my freaking smiley out for the viewers who don't know, or the listeners who don't know. And I'm actually, like, really upset because I really love my smiley, but it's, like, drag, the hole is too big, it's a gaping hole and it's getting too big and it's not good, and I think it's my own fault for like messing around with it, but I'm just like, I didn't think it would come to this and now I have to take it out, so I'm just gonna look silly. Yeah, I think I'm going to let it heal.
Yeah, we did consult with a piercer, but we quite literally took it into our own hands. We're like, not
yeah.
a vibe.
Like, I am going to let it heal. I'm going to take it out, like, give it a little time.
Make sure it's, like, you know, all good.
Yeah. And oh, I don't want to take it out.
No, girl, because...
do it higher the next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do smiley piercings. We do probing, henna.
Yeah. Well, wife catches husband cheating with personal... with personal trainer. Darman bonus.
Darman.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, so that's just my little piece. I'm just like really I'm just kind of upset about it.
And I'm sorry, Emma.
It's okay.
It's been a tough day, but I promise you the sun will come out tomorrow.
Thank you.
I come out tomorrow. Tomorrow there'll be sun. Just think of a day that's gray and lonely. Then just look at my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet you not a dollar that tomorrow, come what may.
Okay, so now we're singing Still Into You.
Tomorrow.
fact that I'm like taking the wheel. Like I'm kind of like hogging this.
Oh, that's dip points on the fridge.
Hey, that part.
Hello.
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 Yellow. Bello.
Can you guys hear it? No, you can't.
No, but we can like look at one of the lyrics. Okay. I can't.
I'll tell you when the thing is.
Okay.
Ding. What did I say?
It said, I did not cook.
We did, though.
Not related.
I'm freezing outside. I feel like skin tight. Wait, does this count as copyright? No,
but
right?
I look up at you. I know.
Because it's like, I'm not Zara.
Tell me, when is the next time I'll run into you?
Wow, wow.
It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside. I'll lay right next to you. Where I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
Bow, bow.
Talking to How is that accent? Is this British? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm British, innit? Innit? Henny.
Henny.
Henny. Extravaganza eleganza, Henny. What did I do?
What
did
I do?
What did I do?
What
did
I do?
What did I do? No, 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 no. Because what did I do?
What did I do?
No, 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 no. You know what you did.
Nah,
because
what did I do?
No. What did I do, though? Let me know. What did I do?
No,
because
I'm not
going to
let you know. You know what? This happens every time. This happens every freaking time. After I'm broke, I really can't even recall the last, like, what?
I'm literally not laughing. I'm listening. Like, I'm literally listening.
Also, like, a breath under... Okay. So, you can just exhale for a second and, like, have...
Yeah. No, I can. I can. Yeah, because why are you...
I'm so fed up with this.
Yeah, because you get so sensitive after you're probed. It's just laughable at this point.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Emma?
No, like, but is it true, though? Like, it's mean, but it's true. No.
Oh, my mic wasn't on the whole time.
Are you serious? Was it actually not on? It's just us singing the whole time.
You're like fighting with air.
And you're like, no, like, no. But actually.
I'm actually glad that hopefully my mic wasn't caught on for too long because Emma and I were having a little kerfuffle. But it's okay. We're okay now.
Sorry, my hands are really sweaty in this
room. No, it's okay.
But
no,
I'll
it's
give
okay.
You that.
I feel really sweaty.
I'm like really sweaty right now.
Yeah. I have to stay
in. But it's okay. This is like a sauna, low-key.
Kissing my Swedish boy over FaceTime. Who knew? Opening up and leaving a headline. Boots, that's my ego boost. And I ain't been loose for a minute. Yeah, I'm that girl I've been in. As someone told me lately, everyone deserves the chance to
die.
Oh, that was good.
Thanks.
I was going to say probe.
Oh, true. Everyone does deserve a chance to
probe. I'm a probe.
Not everyone.
Probing apologist.
Honestly, I don't think everyone should be probed. That's my hot take.
What?
I don't think everyone should
get... Wait, that's actually a hot take.
I don't think everybody should get the privilege of being probed.
Can we do a poll right now?
I don't think men should be
probed. All right, listeners. You said what?
Listeners, send in your answers.
I said I don't think men should have the privilege of being probed.
Men should not have the privilege of being probed. Can you further?
Yeah. Can you elaborate?
I just don't like men.
Mm.
And I don't think they deserve to feel like the like maybe they're the ones that need it most though, because like you know down there, how can it smell? There's only one answer, and so like, honestly, like maybe yeah, but honestly no. You know.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
And sometimes I say like. Sometimes I think to myself, maybe, like, that's the answer. But then also sometimes I think to myself, like, one must imagine Sisyphus happy.
Yeah.
Girl, one must imagine Dada probed.
And, yeah. And at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. And, like, honestly, just thinking about the boulder and, you know, rolling it up the hill. But, honestly, every single time being pushed back down
who,
to the
who
ground.
Who rolls it up the hill? Kate Bush.
Exactly.
Bush.
Bush. And like right. Honestly, bushes are in style right now, so
and
make
probing.
Sure you grow out your bush for summer.
Yeah,
also make sure to bleach it, dye it different colors.
Yes, get funky with it.
Make sure you could braid it if the hair is long enough.
I do bush braiding at our house. Yeah. Yeah, can
that's
I
a new thing we're starting.
Yes, and that's also that is not included in the 150. That's not included.
So we had to break for a selfie.
That's not included for the with the 150. That's like an extra, like probably I'd say like 200 onto that.
Because it's just like it's honestly just a like really mm-hmm.
sensitive thing to do, and
sensitive.
You know it's a really delicate process, so you're gonna have to pay a little bit more for that. Mm-hmm. And but honestly, the results are amazing. Like Emma's done mine before.
Yes.
They've turned out gorgeous.
We'll post some pictures of it on the Instagram.
Wait, no.
I had...
I think we're just keeping that on probe hope right now.
Oh, but, okay. I had... Okay, well, I'll just explain it to you guys. Basically, I had, like, a fade kind of done on.
And what I did was I parted it, so it was kind of like I gave my Nunu some bangs.
Oh, cute. Yeah. To match your face?
Yeah, to match my face. And I braided those bangs down there. Well, Emma did braid them for me.
Oh, yeah. That's nice, yeah.
And because,
yeah. Was it like a regular braid, fishtail, French?
It was a regular braid, but there were like four of them. I put some clips in it, too.
Yeah. I did some clips, and it was really cute.
Some what?
I mean, really
some
cute.
Clips, like clips. Some hair clips.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, it's, yeah, it has multiple uses. Mm-hmm. Can I just say something really quick back on the probing?
Of course, yeah.
Just, I know everything comes back to that, but can I just really quickly say, my hot take, I don't even know if this is a hot take because it's like real, it's true, but like if probing was designed for men, it would be free. Oh, and can we talk about that
part?
And look, it is, and
wait, dear, you cooked with that, you cooked
like
with
who needs it the most? But I'm sure, like, if
we know what's going on down there and it's nothing good,
it's nothing good. And it's just like really unfortunate that we like women just in the healthcare areas
like Dr. Samira, Dr. El Hashimi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Who I go see on the regular.
Yeah.
Yeah, my close and personal friends. Yeah, RPCPs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they just like they're like really like not treated well, and like probing is like a really valid medical practice and a medical procedure. Yeah. And it's just, it's crazy expensive. And I think that also makes it seem like, oh, you guys are so, like, what's the word? Like, you're acting like you're a rich, like, privileged person because you can afford to get probed. Mm. Because it is a very expensive process.
That's true.
But, like,
I think that's why we have to talk about it within our own communities, probe each other. And hopefully, like, with, you know, more attraction in these conversations, we can get more eventual, like, pull on, like, how people who have been impacted socioeconomically, who can be probed, to get sort of intel on how they can do it in their communities.
From this podcast episode, or this, sorry, not podcast, what am I talking about?
No, yeah.
From this episode, because I am, like, in charge of this, so I can say this, like, the money we make off of this, we're donating for the probing community.
Wait, that's beautiful.
So, yeah, I've decided that.
That's beautiful.
I like that.
So, yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Emma.
That's a beautiful, and also, like, you know, I don't mean to spill too much of our beans, but, like, we do get paid $25 an hour to be here, so.
For 1 hour.
Yeah. I mean, hey, $25 is a lot in this economy, so.
But here's the thing, and if you guys remember from, like, our first season, I think at Bar you have, like, what, like, 80-something of the company?
Yeah, so Way does share, does, like, the share itself, the $25, it can't, like, they can't split it into two, so what they do is just, they kind of, like, put it into my account, and I'm the one who decides, like, how that gets split up.
Yeah, because I didn't even know it was 25, because I've been getting, like, a penny every week, but then they discontinued the penny, so Bar said, like, when, like, I get to 100, like, they'll give me a dollar. Which is, like, I really can't, like, that's, I'm getting emotional, so I'm so sorry. When Emma offered to probe me, I was so, I was just overcome with feelings, and I was like, are you sure? Like, I mean, I don't know if I'd be able to cover it, and she was like, girl, get in here, and so she got in there.
More like she got in there.
Yeah. No, I covered the costs. I just felt like it was the right thing to do. Like, I know my background in probing and the money I've made from probing. Because, I mean, I can't lie, in the beginning I wasn't very good at probing, and I feel like I shouldn't have charged as much as I did. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm just kind of...
Were there, like, any complications with people that you probed in the past?
I don't know actually if I want to talk about that on air.
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't really want to get you in sort of a malpractice lawsuit or anything, but I was just, like, worried for, like, my own back. We can talk about this off mic, honestly.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about that on off mic, because okay, it is, like, for the patient's privacy. Like, I don't want to spill
HIPAA,
that, but
HIPAA,
nothing,
ASF,
like, nothing, like, death adjacent, we'll say.
Okay.
But nothing, like, actually, like, death.
That's something I think.
Yeah, like, it was fine. Yeah. It's fine. But death adjacent. You're not experiencing anything crazy, right?
I mean, I've been having the, like the PPDD symptoms, but other than that, nothing.
Insane. That's normal.
Okay.
That's normal. That's normal. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just like watching a video of a barn burning down, and uh-huh. It's really sad.
Wait, can you describe it to the listeners?
Yeah,
are there animals? Actually, well, lucky.
Okay, but no, they're okay, guys. Only one calf died.
No, that would have been my Chick-fil-A burger.
I was watching it because I saw a video of, like, a cat on my For You page that was, like, a burn victim, and I
For
was
you
wondering.
Page? Say what it is. For You page? Wait, I'm sorry. I know that in your meetings they said not to, like, be aggressive about it. I'm really, ooh, I feel bad. I'm sorry.
I honestly feel really, like, scared. That just, like, made me really scared.
Yeah, me too.
I feel, like, a little bit called out, but also, like, a little bit scared to, like, be open about the things that I struggle with. Like, you know, that's a big thing for me.
Guys, I'm feeling a lot of tension right now.
Maybe, like, a group probe can really help with that. I don't know.
A group what?
A group probe. Like,
well, that's
they
happening
say
later.
Yeah. I thought we were going on that.
But I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to, like, bring that up in, like, a public space because I know that there's so many people listening.
No, yeah. There's, like, literally, honestly, maybe even a million people on air every single time that we're on here. And, like, for you to bring up something that I shared in my, like, private anonymous meetings.
Are you seeing what the... Oh, my God. Fetty Wap just DM'd the account and he said, shit, that's not cool, Wita.
We just got canceled by Fetty Wap.
No, he was talking to me. I think like he's like more so
Mr.
like Wap. Siding with you.
Wait, Mr. Wap,
his last
if
name
you're
is
listening,
Wap?
I really
like who came first, him or Cardi B? I think
the
it was
chicken
him.
Or the egg. And this is a lot of things people don't understand is that there's a lot of moments in life where you could say who came first, the chicken or the egg, but it's like between two other things that you're
but
describing.
What if nobody came first?
Whoa. Wait, can we talk about that?
Yeah.
So, okay, what I'm thinking is, so, it's the question of who, what came first, the chicken or the egg. But if you really can take the layers off of that and unpeel that, and
onion,
really,
right.
And the onion, yeah, and get in that, like, maybe nobody came first. Maybe nobody came at all. Maybe there is no chicken or no egg. Maybe nothing is real. I'm just gonna leave you with that.
That honestly leaves me with a lot to think about.
And I'm sorry to be so, like, blunt and, like, straightforward, and, like, maybe that's jarring for some of the viewers to hear, but, like, since I've been probed, I feel like my mind has been opened.
Yeah. And so. That's why a lot of women have, you know, the PPS, the post-probing syndrome, where you're, like, so this is, like, from, I think, ancient civilizations talked about this in, like, old texts and stuff. The supposed third eye that opens is the hole after you're probed. So, I think that's what you're experiencing.
Yeah.
It's really cool, actually, when you, like, compare, like, old ancient texts to, like, what we see today. It really, like, I feel like makes you realize we're not so different from other generations and stuff like that. But I'm really glad mm-hmm. that you've been experiencing that. Hopefully mm-hmm. I'll have my hole open up so more, like, so I can experience more of, like, what you're thinking of, like, a wider horizon and, like...
And honestly, guys, just to add on to this, like, I was having this conversation with my friend today where, like, we were talking about, you know, red pill or blue pill, but little did you know that, like, the pills themselves are... You don't... Let me just say this. You don't put them in... your mouth. And not a lot of people know that about, like, the Matrix and the pills.
It's because it's a lot of stories are male-washed.
Mm-hmm.
They really want to make it more digestible, but here's the thing. Things aren't supposed to be digestible. They're supposed to go the other way. I don't know.
They are supposed to go the other way. Like, they are supposed to go in the other way. And just men are so, like, they hate that so much. They've written it out of everything.
It's true. But that's why we have these spaces. And I don't know, guys. Just if you don't hear from Glockenrari after graduation, they might have gotten us. Because we are out here spreading the message.
Yeah, and the lesson, hashtag the lesson. Do you remember message. The lesson?
Yes. Oh, my God, the hashtag the lesson. Hashtag that's the our friend.
Yeah. So okay, we have this friend, Curtis, and he talks about this thing called the lesson. Hashtag the lesson. You guys can look that up. And we're kind of trying to, like, you know, really follow that, internalize that. Emma and I actually just got some, you know, water bottles that we've probed ourselves. With you remember the first part step of the lesson?
Oh yeah, sorry. It's just been so long. We've had so many other steps. We're like on like step like what, like 5 of 25? Yeah. Yeah, no, that was the first. We probed some water bottles.
And then, yeah, and so, like, he was also teaching us that we need to start just giving those out to people, connecting with Redditors, connecting with 4chan users, and kind of creating our base of, like, operations. And, yeah. That's just something I wanted to talk about.
No, thank you for bringing that up. That actually, like, reminded me of, like, a really sweet memory. And I think also, like, so, like, to all the listeners who have been to Girl House, to our house, and they were like, oh, my God, like, what? Like, I don't remember being probed. Like, that was a part of the lesson. So they should be so grateful. And in the water filter, the water filter, yeah.
We probed the water.
So
oh,
had water at our house.
You're probed.
Wait, because I watched a movie about this recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wait.
They drank water and they got
probed.
It had properties of probing in it.
What were the properties? What properties were in the water? Can I ask that?
Honestly, I thought what's it that? Was a fictional movie. I think that's why
no,
I didn't.
Real.
No, that's
I didn't
real.
Really like think much about it.
And
but
honestly,
yeah,
we have those tapes on yeah. your iPad.
Wait, we do.
Yeah.
We actually have the tapes.
So we'll be releasing that next week.
We can release those. Yeah, I think we need to kind of go through that. Just because, okay, in the tapes, they are very unfiltered. The people in the tapes are speaking their mind. Some things get out of hand, and some deaths occur. And I just think some viewers could be really sensitive to that and maybe ignore the water properties and, like, the probing
yeah.
itself. And I just think we need to edit it a little more.
But honestly, what had happened in the video was, like, because the person who drank the water or, like, got the water kind of, you know, splashed on them, they weren't probed. And they were actually anti-probe.
Oh.
And that's why they, like, had such a negative effect to the water.
Yes.
And so, yeah, those were, like, kind of the properties that we talked about in the water.
Yeah.
And the chemical, like, the chemical reactions that take place
mm-hmm.
as well. When the water comes into contact with somebody who hasn't been probed yet.
Yeah. So, and, yeah, so we do actually have that water with the properties. And so, what we like to do is just to see who has been probed and who hasn't been. We kind of, like, splash a little eensy bit of water. Normally it comes from the ceiling, like, above Abrar's bed, and so Abrar kind of gets people to be like to, like, sit on their bed and just for a second. We put
yeah.
the special property water in this certain thing. I mean, we're not going to give all the secrets away, but the water comes on you.
What
the water Sorry, excuse me. Excuse my language.
Splashes
is probably a better word.
Yeah.
The water splashes on you and to see if you've been probed or not.
And if you burst into flames, well, we know. We know what you are.
Yeah. And so only people who've been probed can come in the house.
Yeah. Another thing I want to speak on is just like the shit that was coming up from our tub. If you've heard about that, that never happened. No, we don't have issues like that in our house.
Or the pee.
Or the pee that was coming down from the ceiling. Never happened. We're honestly, like, that's not something that would ever happen to us. And I just want to set the record straight. No, that never happened to us. We would never, ever, like, do something like that or have that in our house. We're too clean and girls don't poop, so.
No,
we would never do that. And also, like.
And we don't pee.
We don't, know.
like, we don't pee, we don't poop, we don't fart, we don't shart, we don't, we have, I mean, we do have our period, I'll say that, period, but not period, like, I don't even know what a freaking period is. We do shed every, oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't talk about shedding on here. Is that, like, a...
We haven't talked about it yet, but I feel like if we're introducing the probing conversation, I feel like it would just be sort of, like, all topics on deck.
I just don't
want to
make, like, anybody listening, like... I mean, you were saying people get uncomfortable with the shedding. I don't know.
Well, it's like, a sensitive topic.
It is a sensitive topic.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm sorry to bring it up, actually.
We can maybe talk next episode.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm getting really, like...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Okay. Guys, I'm actually really sorry. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable about
wait,
that.
Wait, It's okay. We can, regroup.
Can
it's okay.
Like,
hey,
can
we're okay.
You, can yeah.
I just, can you get this mic out of my face? Like, I need a second. Like,
I'm actually just going to leave, okay?
Wait, are you serious, Emma?
Yeah, I think I need to leave. That was just, I mean, it was uncalled for what I said.
I mean, wait, Emma! Did she actually leave?
I think she's gone.
Wait. I didn't think it was, like, that bad. I think that we could have just, you know, pivoted and changed the conversation. It could have been okay.
Yeah, it's just that, like, I kind of need a second to kind of, like, regroup from
like,
that. Just
not everything's... I'm turning off your mic. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, piss me off. Okay, your mic's off. Whew. Oh my God, I just needed a break from a bar for a second. Like, it wasn't even that bad. Let me go get Emma. I'll be right back, guys. BRB. Emma?
Hey guys, I'm back.
Hey, oh my God.
I'm
Is
really
okay?
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry, and I'm also sorry for running off like that.
It's okay. It happens. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. I just, like, I shouldn't have brought that up on air. I'm sorry.
No, I feel like this is why we didn't choose to go FM, like, this semester. Like, sometimes it's nice to have free conversation, you know. Sometimes it's, you know, we don't exactly say the things that we want to express, and then it's sort of like,
yeah,
it's okay, we can
I accept
your
apology, Emma. Also,
who was apologizing to you?
Emma was apologizing to me because I
you
was
are
felt
the sweet
very
listeners.
Like
you are the
I,
sweet
okay,
listeners.
Listen to
you
me,
are
listen,
the sweet
listen.
Listeners. You are
I
the sweet.
Very
you are the sweet listeners
by the shedding comment.
Bro, not everything's about
you.
You know
what I've had to deal with in the past with that.
Okay.
You like, know specifically.
Okay, but are you always going to bring it up, or are you going to move past it and grow from it?
Okay,
but
you...
You're making me feel really bad about this.
Like, you're actually making me feel really even worse about this. I thought that the past was in the past. Like, I thought that you guys forgave
That's,
me for bringing
I'm
this
literally...
Up.
Sorry, I'm laughing because...
Why are you laughing?
Avar swears they're over it, and then you bring it up, they're like, oh, like, you know, this makes me... Like,
that's
bro,
what I'm saying.
You said
okay, so now you're belittling my feelings about it, and that's, like...
That's why your mic is off.
And honestly,
and that's why I didn't let you hit.
Wait.
And that's why I didn't let you hit.
Oh.
And that's why I didn't let
you probe. Right.
Probe.
And that's why I didn't let you probe.
I hope you guys enjoyed us just talking for one hour about probing. Probing /
we're gonna sing that to Fetty Wap when we teach him about how we made a radio show quite literally in his name.
I did it guys, for let us know if you think that we would be good actors game. Or like what should we do? Like I was doing acting just now, and
I was doing acting,
and I was doing eating.
Number 18th in the state right here.
And I like just let us know if we should go into the industry because I thought that was a great
you
performance.
You guys ever feel like? A bump and you're like, have I been bruised for a long time or am I supposed to feel this way? I don't know.
Maybe it's from the probing process. I feel like that gets kind of intense.
Is there like actual
yeah.
Okay, we can talk about this later, but I just wanted to know about like the after complications you're talking about with your other...
Are we off air right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'll turn you off.
Okay.
Okay, you're off.
Yeah, so I mean...
Have you been probing other people?
Yeah. I've probed a lot of
while
people.
We've been probing?
Yeah, wait, I just want to tell you that, like, so now you're all up on Emma's side, but little did you know she was probing everyone in the College Park area.
Don't put Emma's business out there.
Yeah, okay, bro.
You thought you were doing me
cool.
A solid
that
cool. Like,
that
wasn't
cool
at all, because I forgot to turn off the mic and that was on air.
Are you serious? We're on air right now? Is this mic hot right now? No.
Guys, you guys, I ruined my reputation.
No, Brian did it for you.
Aurora.
I'm sorry, I'm about the people in the
No, because this is them getting you back from, like, the comments from earlier. Like, they're low-key evil.
They're
no,
evil.
Like, the people needed to know. Like, and honestly, like...
Wait, I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
The